All right, on the telephone with me from Columbus, Ohio, is Washington Capitals assistant coach and former Saskatoon Blades head coach Mitch Love. It is a treat to be able to talk with you, Mitch, about the Washington Capitals, who have, this past week has been incredible to be around this team, I'd have to imagine, clinching first place in the Eastern Conference, and of course, Alexander Ovechkin being able to break Wayne Gretzky's goal mark. I know which one you think is more important, but I'd have to think that the Ovechkin chase is also pretty special to have been involved with and seen up front and personal.
Yeah, definitely, Les. I mean, here, it's great to catch up with you again. It's been a long time, and always enjoy our chats. And you know, thanks for having me on here. In terms of, you know, what this team has gone through, and then obviously Alex and what he's gone through, you know, this season and of late, it's really truly remarkable. I mean, when you look, you really kind of peel the onion back and you look at, you know, what he's gone through this year individually and personally. You know, had a great start, breaks his leg, comes back in a remarkable amount of time to you know, help us try to win hockey games, and then obviously chase down Wayne Gretzky's you know, ultimate goal scoring record. And it's remarkable. But when you're around him every day and you watch him play hockey, you never really ever doubted that he was going to get to this pinnacle of you know, being the all-time, you know, leading goal scorer in NHL history, just because he knows where to go to score goals, which isn't really something that every player is capable of doing. And you know what? His shot is something that goalies, they just don't know where it's going. And I think that's something that really has separated him from other elite players over the years. And it's been a whirlwind for him and his family, our organization, our players, staff. And so now we're kind of in that mode of focusing in on, you know, having a strong finish here and get ourselves ready for the first round of the playoffs.
One more thing with regards to Ovi, Mitch. I mean, the guy, everybody's seen that he's a pretty fun-loving guy away from the ice. You know, he's got the family, no two ways about that. He's very good with the kids, high-fiving them at the glass whenever he scores and that sort of a thing. But the laser focus on a day-to-day basis, that's the thing that a lot of people don't see, the preparation. Goal scorers love to score goals, but it seems like he takes that to another level, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, it's, like I said, he's just got a knack to going to the right spots to score, whether it's getting open on the power play, getting open 5-on-5, going to the net front. He's a big body. It's really hard and difficult for teams to move him. You know, and then just the way he manages his body each and every day at the rink, he knows what he needs. If we're having an optional skate, he may go out there for 15 minutes to work on a shot and get some touches there. Or he might need a day off where he's massages and a lot of therapeutical work with our staff. And so, you know, he's just done a really good job of managing his body and his game over the years to put him in this position. And you know, it's just remarkable, to be honest with you. Like when you watch what he kind of went through over the last couple weeks and the hoopla and the buzz and the media attention our team was getting, and him, obviously, he just kept scoring. He just, two goals here, one goal here, game off, and then he'd score another goal. Like it's really remarkable and something that everybody that's here and is involved in and around it every day, obviously a huge treat. But also just the game itself, having Wayne Gretzky around, Gary Bettman around, you know, alumni of the Capitals, alumni of the NHL, you know, the superstars of other professional sports chiming in on social media, is really good for the game. And this has been a great year for the NHL, you know, with the Four Nations tournament going on instead of an All-Star game. And then obviously this, and then as we ramp up for playoffs, it's been a really great year for NHL hockey and on the, you know, the major sports market.
Let's talk about yourself a little bit, Mitch. The last time I saw you face-to-face was at probably the worst time that we could ever have been imagining. It was getting off the bus, arriving back at SaskTel Center following the conclusion of the 2019-20 season. I mean, I saw you during the bubble, but not face-to-face, really, in Regina, because everything was done on Zoom and everybody had to be separated and made aware, you know, away from one another because of COVID. But since then, you went on from the Blades to the Calgary Wranglers in the American Hockey League for two seasons. And now with the Washington Capitals, you're in your second year with the Caps. And, I mean, I'm not surprised that you're in the NHL. The progression was going to be there. But it's got to have been really a meteoric rise for you and a very satisfying one, I'd have to think.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind, to be honest with you, Les. You go from, those 3 years in Saskatoon, if you want to call them that, with obviously COVID and the bubble season. And it was weird times for all of us, right?
Yep.
And then just kind of obviously moving on to Calgary's organization, being in Stockton, California for a year, and then relocating to Calgary, and then only there for a year, and then moving to Washington. It was kind of a busy 3 years. A lot of off seasons were full of personal movement and professional movement. And so, you don't really have a time to kind of take a breath and sit back and enjoy it. But coming to this organization and being a part of our staff and obviously the players and the culture that's been here for 20 years, basically since Alex, entered the NHL. And it's been a lot of fun. It's been great for my career, professionally, to really understand the league, the travel requirements, the preparation requirements, dealing with high level athletes every day that, are striving for consistency in their game and then obviously winning. About being in the NHL, depending on your situation and what organization you're in, at the end of the day, it's about winning. And that's one thing about our organization here. The expectation is to win and make the playoffs and be competitive. And over the last couple of years, we've been able to do that. And we're hoping for a long playoff run this year. So it's been a lot of fun. I never take for granted being at this level. Obviously, like you mentioned, I've spent a lot of years working to get here. And obviously, my aspirations are to get to even the highest level, which is to be a head coach in the National Hockey League one day. And I'm just kind of soaking it all in and taking in, learning from day to day from our head coach and our staff and our players. And hopefully it'll be something that'll, down the road I can benefit from.
You mentioned your head coach, and that's Spencer Carberry, who's had a great rise up as well with 2 years at the Capitals, has had great success along with yourself and the rest of the staff and the team. How well did you know Spencer Carberry at the time that he hired you or brought you on board to be a member of his staff with the Caps?
Not a lot, to be honest with you, Les. I mean, my experiences with Spencer were a little bit when I was in Everett as an assistant coach. He was running the South Carolina program there in the East Coast Hockey League. And, he would call me from time to time on overage players in the league that he was looking to recruit for his team down there. And then it kind of morphed into, a little bit of our involvement with Hockey Canada. I spent about five straight years doing that. And he was there at certain times. Involved in that, and so we kind of loosely stayed in touch over the years. And obviously, he moved on to the American League, and then Toronto, and then into Washington. So when our dialogue started for this position for myself, it was just kind of a little bit of that, and we kind of we share the same agency as well, which is obviously a benefit for us in terms of putting me on the phone with him in terms of an interview process here, and that's about it. But he is honestly a bright mind for the game, an extremely hardworking individual, motivates our team, his preparation, having a really good handle on other teams and what they're providing. He's done a phenomenal job. And for me, obviously biased to the situation, but a shoe-in for Coach of the Year in the National Hockey League. I mean, I think a lot of naysayers had us not even making the playoffs, let alone, leading the Eastern Conference. And that's a huge credit to him and his leadership.
Sounds familiar to what was going on here in Saskatoon this year. just thought with regards to the President's Trophy race, I mean, you guys just, like I said at the beginning, clinched the Eastern Conference first place and title, which means you have home ice advantage right through the first three rounds, so long as you get to that point, and I don't see why you wouldn't. But how big is it to be able to win that President's Trophy over the last few days? You mentioned the teams, getting a little antsy here waiting for playoffs. Is that still a carrot that dangles out there for you guys to try and want to push just that much more for over the last week?
Yeah, I think so. We're competitors as coaches. Our players are competitors. you know, they've had a remarkable season, really from start to finish, and finding consistency. You know, we know mathematically we're in probably a situation where we've got to win our, you know, at least three of our last four games and then get some help, probably, you know, teams taking out Winnipeg or Dallas, you know, for top spot. But I think our biggest focus as a staff and a team is just our game right now. I mean, we've been a little bit inconsistent over the last 2 or 3 weeks, and you know, whether it's individuals or team games. So we've got to really more or less get that straightened out. At the end of the day, we're going to face a very good team in the first round, whether that, you know, is Ottawa, Columbus, Montreal. You know, there's a few other teams in the mix there on the outside looking in, but we know that's going to be hard. And it's hard to win in this league, especially when it comes to playoff time. And we just want to make sure that our game's right and our individuals are right. So when we drop the puck in game one and that 7-game series to start, that we're ready to go.
What's the identity? You're more than just Alex Ovechkin, obviously.
Yeah, you know what? Our depth, you know, we're a little nicked up right now. So we've got some guys that, you know, are probably a week or two away from, you know, getting back in our lineup. But we feel our depth is something that's provided us a lot of consistency this year. You know, our structure, where we don't give up a lot. We've actually scored at a much greater rate this year than last year. You know, that was, you know, partially some systematic changes, but also personnel. We added a lot of youth and guys that brought a little more skill to our lineup from last year. So we're big, we're heavy. We feel like we're ready for a playoff type, you know, season, and whoever, you know, our opponent ends up being here to start. So that, I think that'd be the best scouting report I can give you on our own team in terms of, you know, getting ready for the second season.
The one thing I know you do have is great goaltending. Logan Thompson, a former Brandon Wheat King, and of course, Charlie Lindgren. That's a pretty darn good 1-2 punch, regardless of which one you decide to go with in game one.
Yeah, both guys have, you know, obviously been very good for us this year. You know, Logan's season, you know, earned himself a big contract here and some security to stay at our organization. You know, they're both guys that are highly competitive, and they push each other daily. They're great friends. So we feel comfortable no matter, you know, who's starting. And hey, you never know. Sometimes you might have to use two guys. We've done it all year. We've kind of rotated all year. But we feel very comfortable in that position. And as we all know, you need goaltending in the playoffs, and we feel fortunate with our guys that they'll provide us that.
Well, Mitch, I'm wearing a Winnipeg Jets jersey because I'm just that way. I'm just that Winnipeg guy who still likes that team. But I'll tell you what, nothing would thrill me more than if I was to see the Winnipeg Jets and the Washington Capitals play in the Stanley Cup Final. I don't know who I would cheer for, to tell you the truth. I thank you so much for the time, man. This has been fabulous, and we wish you, and I know a lot of Blades fans and people who have followed your career, wish you all and the Capitals all the best as you move forward.
I appreciate that, Les. It's always good to catch up with you, and yep. And I'd like to say hello to all my, you know, fans that I miss and I don't see on a day-to-day basis anymore in Saskatoon. My time up there was a pleasure, and feel very fortunate to work for the Priestner family and the Blades in my time there.
Good stuff.